This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We start with gloomy economic numbers from China this morning. Industrial output, investment, and retail sales all went down in the first 2 months of this year. In Beijing, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang talked with foreign reporters about China's economic slowdown, among other issues. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So how bad here?
Well, you know, we haven't seen declines like this since 2009 at the height of the global recession. And what's interesting is that every single economic index fell short of economists' expectations by a long shot. So this will be a surprise to global markets. Another bit of news today that won't help investor confidence is a question that Premier Li Keqiang received from a reporter today. He was asked what his biggest challenge was as premier last year, and he just bluntly said, the economy. Here's a snippet.
We've had very limited space for maneuvering and carrying out our new fiscal and monetary policies, and we were faced with tough choices in exercising microeconomic control. What should we do? When confronted with such challenges, one needs to show guts.
Rob, do you think China has the means and the will to tackle this?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. You know, one theory in economist circles goes like this. It's the reason that we're seeing this dip in these numbers is because China's government has, in fact, taken gutsy moves to stabilize the economy. Some economists say when it comes to shifting China's economy to a consumer-led model, it's sort of like a no pain, no gain situation. China will need to go through slow growth if it expects to make meaningful changes to its financial system.
And I take it there's a competing theory here, though?
Yes, there is. The other theory goes that China's not doing enough to rebalance its economy and that these numbers are a sign of more bad things to come. You know, this camp points to the fact that China's central bank has loosened credit for businesses lately, something that's been a short-term fix in the past but has had long-term damage on China's economy. China's currency, the renminbi, is also being deliberately weakened by the central bank to make Chinese exports cheaper. Again, not a healthy long-term solution to China's economic growth model problem.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.